This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
As of right now, I'm not planning on playing the ones in the game. This practice does participate in the overall final assessment, you know, that I'll make with the coaching staff tomorrow. But as of right now, I went into this practice planning for the ones not to play.
Welcome back in here on this Football Friday. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. We are heading up to Detroit, where we are joined by Joe Rose. Joe, good morning. How was the,
good morning, how was the trip
up to Detroit, my friend?
It was good. Look, straight shot, no problem. Got here, had a little dinner last night. Might have had a few cocktails, and then before you know it, it was late. And I said, you know what, I got to get some sleep and get ready to see my guys, talk to my guys in the morning.
Good, good. With you and air travel, it's always always a question mark. So I'm glad.
Well,
you
that's only Sacramento. Sacramento, there's I don't know what's going on with Sacramento. Very hard to get there. But yes, everything else is good.
All right. And apparently practice went a lot better yesterday, which was certainly a very encouraging thing to see. What are you hearing from your guys, Joe? I'm sure you guys talked a lot last night about what went on yesterday at practice. What was the big takeaway?
So I think the big theme for everything right now was, because of everything going on with this team, the overreaction, because it was a terrible practice. I mean, they got kicked around. They all the stars of Detroit, you know, the guys last night were talking about just how good St. Brown was. And by the way, I mean, it didn't change yesterday either. He's just, he if there's an MVP for 2 days, he gets it. And of course, everybody's had a chance to see a lot of his highlights were out there, and you're going, okay. And everything else. But overall, it was better. Offensively, it was better, although he kept some guys out of practice yesterday. Some more guys did not practice, which I didn't realize. They wanted to get a lot of work with the number ones over the first 2 days. Well, these 2 days, they practiced against each other. And then you heard Mike say, all right, I got a lot of work with my ones. And listen, he was cautious with guys that weren't ready to go. You know, one and two really – came up on a little vacation. I mean, it's about getting those guys healthy, trying to get them a little bit of work without contact in Waddle and also on the other side with Hill. But I think the biggest thing we found out with all the who's hot and who's not and who had a good play and who had a bad play, because there's a lot of that, is the team. And this will be good. May not be great for fans, but we got to see the rest of this team play, because we don't have a lot of depth on this team right now. We don't have a lot of depth that we can trust. It's not a deep team. And I would just add that all the problems we've talked about since day one, when we looked at what they had signed and what they had, it's all still a concern. It's the same things that Omar's talked about and everybody else that follows his team every day. It's depth at offensive line. Finding guys that can cover. And I know a lot of it back here. Hey, they're not playing a lot of zone. They're playing man-to-man because this is the only time you get to really work. You can drop back in zone in an area, and when a guy's in your area, get a good jump on it and work on that, although that still needs to get a lot better too. But they got to get it to work. You have to play man-to-man. No, at some point, you blitz, you do some different things, you have to play man-to-man. You got to play tight, and you got to find some guys you can trust. And to me, that's still in the workings, to find some guys that you can trust at that position. Storm Duck, by the way, has had a really good camp. Storm Duck has had a good couple of days. You notice we haven't said Storm Duck got toasted or not. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really good sign. But at the same time, we're not where the Lions are. Let's just say that. They're a 15-win team, and they stuck it to us hard. They pounded them just about every way possible. And that first practice, the team came back, played a lot better. There was a lot of talk apparently at the hotel about, hey, this is a bunch of bull crap. Let's get after it, man. It's embarrassing. Hey, by the way, don't think guys don't know what's being said after that practice nationally as well as by the Lions media and the Dolphins media. So to bounce back. But, hey, those guys know what's going on, man. And they know what happened with that 8-9 record last year. I can tell you that the head coach definitely knows what's going on, and that they need to kick it up here a lot in the next couple of weeks.
Joe, what do you think on this road trip is the main goal for Mike McDaniel and for this coaching staff? What do they want to take away from this road trip in this next preseason game for the Miami Dolphins?
There is no doubt when he decided and he looked this offseason and he looked at Chicago, Detroit, and now Jacksonville after this game tomorrow. There's no question in my mind that he said, I want to play against Dan Campbell. I want to have an extra practice against that team because I know they're going to get physical. They're a really good team, and we got to catch up to them, and we got to find out where we are. And I've been talking about it. People have noticed it a little bit in practice, but it's against each other. We're going to put some serious work in, especially in the 2 days before this preseason game. And it might not look great, but we got to catch up. The thing about not being physical, being soft, all that stuff, he knows that's got to change. If they indeed are, and they look like a finesse team a lot, it's just not going to cut it.
Do you think that they have proven that they're a little tougher? Because it did look like Kenneth Grant and those guys were getting a little tougher in the trenches. I know it was just a preseason game, but from what you've seen in the practices and what you've seen at least in one preseason game, does this team look like it is more committed and it is more willing to be physical?
Yeah, so when we say that, I look at the front seven, I still think they're going to be really good. We got some rookies that still have to learn. They got things that they're going to learn, the guys that are playing. But I think the front seven's going to be in good shape. Obviously, it's the same topic that I've hit so many times. I hate to bring up because anybody that listens to us goes, I know our defensive ends need to stay, you know, they can't get hurt. They got to stay healthy and all those things. But I'm not really worried about the front seven. And listen, they had their moments where it didn't go great for them up here either. But I think my biggest concern, it goes back to the offensive side of the ball and being physical on the offensive side of the ball. We got to be able to run the ball. I just think it helps the two guys on the outside that are the keys to this thing, and Hill and Waddle. But we got to be able to run the football. We have to be able to run the football. And I don't just mean get back to run it the way we did 2 years ago outside, where we were one of the best teams in football a couple of years ago running outside. I mean, we really had that. We got to be able to run the ball inside. We got to be consistent on third and fourth down and short, down on the goal line in the middle of the field to keep drives going. I just think those are really important numbers, and that falls under the being a physical team. And if we can't do that, so I think all that stuff has to come into play, and that's where it starts. But, yeah, they've got some labels on them. Some of this practice the last 2 days didn't help. that they still got to get there. But I think Mike Spaddy got this work in. You heard him talk. He's not hiding it. We're going to play a lot of young guys. They got a lot of decisions to make. And to me, not only key backups, but guys you want to keep around. Because we got some guys been around here, haven't done anything. Are you going to keep them for another year? Or are we going to go out and get some other players after that final cuts are made and with everybody? Is there somebody, Chris, like, might trade a seventh-round pick for somebody?
The colored ones.
Joe Rose here with us. I think Omar has a question for you as well. Here, Joe.
Yeah.
Omar, go ahead.
I love Omar. I love Omar questions.
Joe, you make a very great point about the run game, but what about protection of the quarterback? We are now on our sixth offensive lineman who is injured. We do not have a left tackle on the team. How concerned are you about the depth of the offensive line?
Right there at the top, Omar. It's been the same thing. And I'm sorry I left that out with pass protection. Yeah, that's a big problem. There have been a lot of guys sacked up here. Yeah, that's right there at the top. Yes, yes. I got so busy talking about being able to run the football.
Yeah, it's important.
It is, but pass protection is, hey, we're coming, and you guys got to pick it up, and you guys got to block. And yeah, there would have been a lot of sacks up here. There were a lot of interceptions anyway. And the other thing is we're in a situation where we can't trust Tua that he's going to stay healthy 17 games. It sounds good. I hope it happens. We all hope it happens, unless you just don't like Tua. But we got to get somebody ready to go at backup. And to me, he's just not there. Now, some of it is the guys playing with him, but some of it is he's got to be better. He's just got to be better. And way too many interceptions, too many deer in a headlight, footwork, all that stuff that's been talked about. I know they still, you know, trust him, but he's got to pick it up. The light's got to go on here. We got to see a better Zach Wilson. We just do. We got to see a better Zach Wilson. And I know he's been here. I know this is a complicated offense. I know he screwed up with that Jets uniform, and he's trying to get his confidence back and learn this thing. Whatever it is, at some point, September is going to roll around here, and we need to get another guy ready to go after what we went through last year.
Definitely. Joe, with Chris Greer, there have been four instances where they have gone out and they have traded or swapped lower-level picks for offensive linemen, the Danny Isadoras, the Greg Littles, the Greg Manns. Is this what we're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going to have to do to supplement this offensive line and make it through the season again?
So that's a great question that popped up a lot last night. So they're telling you they really like their guys. They're getting better. They're doing coach talk to us. And that's fine. I like that. Hey, man, that's what makes coaches great. They want to take whatever you give them, and they want to work them, and they want to get the most out of them because it makes them look good. It's great for the player to see his confidence. And you go, wow, this guy's a different guy. The lights went on and all that junk talk that we talk about. I don't know this group. I don't know. And, well, he had a good play. Yeah, but you had a good play. You had a bad play. And it's got to be more consistent. Because we just don't play with five or six offensive linemen.
No, we don't.
We're already playing with six, right? Because Austin's down. And we got to get some backups ready to go. I don't know what the number of teams that play with the same five all year. I don't think it's very high. But I know what we play with. And we get into 7, 8, 9 a lot. Sometimes it's center. A lot of tackle here in recent years.
Yeah.
We got to get another tackle ready to go that you can count on.
All right, Joe, you got the call tomorrow. Dolphins and Lions, maybe give us a couple of things you are going to be looking for. I know most of us going to be watching those two quarterbacks to see if we get a little bit of improved play. I know that'll be the big thing to look for. But maybe outside of those two guys, what are you watching for tomorrow?
I'm looking for more consistency. I don't like the drop-off between Hill and Waddle. I want to see all the other guys. I think they got a little dose of reality up here for a couple of days. Some of them played better, made some nice catches. Eskridge made some plays. But we got to see, again, the back end of the roster. I'm kind of glad. I'm glad he came out and said, hey, you're going to see I'm going to basically rest all my big-name players and all the young guys that need to work. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking, honestly, after Storm Duck, I'm looking for some more cornerbacks to kind of step up. I still believe, I said this before, Omar didn't. I don't think Omar thought he was quite there. I think Ethan Bonner is slowly becoming your second best corner, whether that's good or bad. He's done. Jack Jones is, you know, I think Jack Jones got a ton of talent. He's quick out of his break. He's done it. I think people can get in his head. We got to get a more consistent guy. Sheffield, all those guys, we got to find some more corners because they're claiming these are the guys we're going with. And to me, those guys got to pick it up. We got to find some guys you can trust. That's kind of the theme. We got to find some corners we can trust. And then on top of that, I'm going to be watching all those names on that offensive line, man. All those guys. Is anybody? And I know they'll be playing probably against number twos. But twos against twos, I want to see how our guys play. So those would be the big ones for me. But, you know, be nice to see a couple of guys stand out and really have big games because there's going to be a lot of guys have a lot of snaps that are twos and threes if Mike rests all those all the veteran players.
Yeah, Devon Achane is probably not going to play. I have not been shy about Jalen Wright as just not – impressed me, not gotten to the point where I would hope he would be in his second season. What do you want to see from the run game, especially in this situation where clearly they can't pass protect? So hopefully they can be better run blocking line. What do you hope to see, especially after losing Alexander Mattison?
You know what? I would just say we go the same thing. I think you're stubborn on this too, Omar. We got to run inside. Keep running inside. Keep running inside. I'd like to see our what we used to be really good at. I want to see that come back and that great running game that we had outside. The blocking, the pulling of our linemen, the blocking outside, the way those guys block. And a couple of years ago, I think we averaged about 135 yards a game. And a lot of it was just the ability to run outside. The end blocking from our tackles was fantastic. And those guys really got after it. But I think we got to keep working on the run game. Those guys got to keep working on the run game because the run game will help the pass game. But I got to tell you, if they know we can't run the ball, those guys up front are going to tee off. And then you got big problems. Probably a short passing game. He'll take it. If things look good and we start running the ball, probably take some shots down the field. But I expect to see, and I want to see the rest of these receivers, these young receivers. I really, Omar, I still want to see more from Malik Washington and Taj Washington. I want to see those guys. D. Eskridge needs to continue to make some big plays and go from there. So that's kind of where I am.
I know we talked about this on Monday too, Joe, but that short yardage stuff, man, third and one, fourth and one, they're on the goal line. We're going to be stubborn, keep trying to run that thing right up the middle. And that's the idea here.
I think they will. I wouldn't be surprised if we get another one of those situations and hopefully getting a couple of them. Cause again, this is the only work you get that's live and take them to the ground. But I wouldn't be surprised if for everybody's psyche, if they throw a pass in there, if they have to. So our guys could go, hey, we had a nice long drive and we scored. Okay. It wasn't on the ground, but damn, we scored on somebody one-on-one on the outside.
Well, what about this, Joe? The sexy name coming out of at least preseason game one, Ollie Gordon, the second big running back out of Oklahoma State. If we're trying to prove that we can run between the tackles and be strong, and we might not be seeing that many starters in this game, are we going to get a healthy dose of Ollie Gordon the second in this game?
Hey, I'm with Omar. The team feels a little differently about it right now, but I'd love to see Ollie Gordon go, hey, Ollie, you're gonna get some carries in this game. And we want you to know that job's open for carries in the regular season. We want to see you keep running hard, man. Keep running. You got a little chip on your shoulder. You thought you were going to go a lot higher in the draft. If you'd have gone out the year before, you would have. And I think this is going to be big for him. I do. I think he's a big physical dude and can really help that, especially those short yardage situations. But I'd like to see him get some carries. I'd like to see him get 10, 12, 13 carries in this game.
Yeah, Joe, right, that's part of the problem, Joe. Nobody gets to compete, so Ollie can't take down Jalen Wright. No competition.
I got that text. I saw it. I wrote it. How do you like that, Joe Rose? I saw that. All right.
We almost got you through without an Omar shot there. All right, Joe.
Omar wasn't going to let it go.
No.
That's what Omar does to those girls. Right at the last second, he hits a jab on them, man. And he just, now you know I can do that.
That's Omar probably why I can't keep it. Omar sent out a tweet yesterday where he managed to insult the fan base and the team in the same tweet. He said that the fans are as mentally weak as the team. So that was what he got after yesterday, Joe.
Am I telling a lie? This whole family. No.
It was, and by the way, Woody was the president of the club, and the beating I took yesterday was that off that practice, we were going to not win a game all year. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I got randomly insulted on that, by the way, on the comments on that tweet, and someone said, I'm the softest, and I'll take the crown. That's fine. I'm the most mentally weak Dolphin fan there is. Fine. Joe, have a great call tomorrow, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. I'll see you in a couple of days. Thanks. Thanks very much.
All right, Joe Rose here with us on his program here as we got the B team here filling in. Omar hates when I call us the B team. You don't like that, but that's what you get for calling us all mentally weak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.